All right, welcome back to the show. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, broadcasting on a Sunday morning in South Florida. And joining us now on the line is a very big golf fan and a big-time golfer, world-renowned saxophonist Kenny G. Kenny, good morning to you. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
You got it, Russ. Nice to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. And, of course, we met about a month ago during the Honda Classic, and it was a big-time event this year, the Kenny G Gold Pro-Am Wednesday of Honda Classic Week. What was it like hosting a PGA Tour Pro-Am event?
Yeah, it was really exciting. I actually had a really good foursome. Joe Theismann was in my foursome. He's so funny. So we had a lot of fun. It was cool because I'd never had my name on that kind of a deal before, and you know, I love golf, and it was just fun to kind of be the guy in charge. I entertained after the pro-am was over. We had an award ceremony that night, and I played a few songs for everybody. So it just felt good to be part of the whole deal.
Now, I know you're a big-time golfer. We see you a lot in the different celebrity events. What kind of golfer are you? How often do you play? What's your handicap?
Handicap, at the moment, I think I've jumped up to a 1. I was a 0 last month, and I just didn't play very well the last month. So I think I'm a 1 handicap as of April 1st. And, I used to play more. I play maybe once a week now, but my short game's good, and I've got some really good instructions going, so I don't have to practice as much to keep my game going well, because I kind of understand the mechanics of it, generally speaking. So that's the kind of golfer I am. I'm proud of my game. You know, I can shoot in the 60s, I can shoot in the 70s, and I can shoot in the 80s. So we'll see what happens.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and joined on the line by world-renowned saxophonist Kenny G. A 1 handicap, plays about once a week. But I know you, in past, you've played more often than that. And you're based in Los Angeles, but you travel quite a bit, of course, because of your career. Where do you play when you're based in Southern California? And then when you're on the road, do you bring your sticks with you? Do you try to play when you're doing concerts?
Yeah, when I'm home, I usually play at Riviera or Sherwood. Those are the two courses I would play mostly here in L.A., and they're great courses. They're both different, and they're both good for your game. I bring my sticks with me every time I go on the road, as long as I'm not going, you know, up to Milwaukee in December. Then there's no reason to bring the clubs. But I bring them, and you know, it's whether I play or not is up for grabs. Even on my days off, sometimes it could become more of a hassle to go get a game because, you know, I have to arrange to go to a club that they may not know me. Sometimes I got to play with members and sometimes it gets a little bit chaotic. But I might play once a week on the road. That's what I normally try to do. But I actually love going to driving ranges. So if I can, I have a few hours off, I'll try to go to the range like 3 or 4 times a week on the road just to work on my game. And then if I get a game sometime during the week, I'm good.
Now, Southern California, the golf scene, it's legendary. And it's a who's who of golfers in Southern California. A bunch of actors and entertainers and athletes out there are golfers as well. Do you have a weekly golf outing? Do you have a couple of guys that you play with a lot that we'd recognize?
Oh, I think so. I play a lot with Craig T. Nelson. He's like a guy that I would play regularly with just at Sherwood Country Club. I actually have a game now. It's been like every 2 weeks I'll play with Ray Romano and George Lopez. We put a game together and play different courses. So that's been happening every couple weeks. I got a game next week with them, and I got to say it's really fun. They're great guys. They're really good golfers. They love the game, and you know, obviously they're pretty funny.
Of those Hollywood guys and those stars that play a lot of golf, you're probably, I would imagine, one of the best. Who's of that group? Who are the one or two guys that really give you a run for your money? Because I know Romano and Lopez, they're decent golfers, but they're certainly not ones and twos.
No, they're 14s. if I play with somebody the actor Jack Wagner is an excellent golfer. And he's a scratch golfer, so he can beat me, and I can beat him. But I would say if we played 10 times, he probably beat me 6 out of those 10. Just a little bit better, I think, all-around golfer than I am. But that doesn't mean that you can't beat him on any particular day. But I think I would say he's probably the best celebrity golfer out there. Justin Timberlake's a very good golfer as well. I just don't know if his short game is good enough yet to score well enough to get down into the low 70s, you know?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake, of course, is a fellow musician as yourself. And I know, obviously, Jack Wagner, he made most of his money and most of his fame through acting. But he had a number one hit at one time with, I think the name of the song is All I Need, right? Wasn't it part of a soap opera at one point?
I think so, yeah. I think it was. I don't remember the name of the song, but I know what you're talking about, where he sang something like that. And I think also he won the that Lake Tahoe celebrity thing a couple of years ago.
That's so right. That's right.
He's playing against, you know, plus five handicapped guys, so he did great that day. I mean, he had to make a he had like an 8 or 9 footer to win it, and he made it. So that's pretty darn good.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by world-renowned saxophonist Kenny G, a big-time golfer and golf enthusiast. And how many times have you played in that event at Lake Tahoe? I know it's going for now 20 or 21 years, I think.
I never played in it. It's always around the 4th of July, and it's usually the time I just want to just hang out with the family and just not really be gone. Because for my life, I'm gone a lot because of my music, so when I choose to be gone, I want to make sure that it's for the right reasons. And I do the AT&T. That's my week. I go away for that. I don't bring anybody with me. It's really relaxing. And other than that, I'm gone from my music. So the Lake Tahoe hasn't worked out for me
right
yet. Maybe I'm looking forward to it someday. I just haven't been able to do it yet.
I'm sure. Hopefully someday the stars will align and your schedule will work out. And for family issues, they won't be there for that week. And perhaps you can get out there. But there's certainly more than just, obviously the Lake Tahoe event is kind of the first one and put celebrity golf on the map. But aren't there a number of celebrity golf events throughout the year in different spots?
Yeah, they actually have a celebrity tour where it's for prize money, where people play. And I mean, I think you can choose to play as an amateur if you don't want to, you know, become a professional. I would never want to become a professional because then I wouldn't be able to play in the AT&T. So, well, unless I actually made the cut or got a sponsor's exemption or something. But
right.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of those. I haven't done any of those either. Again, it's just being gone another week. So for me, I'm really happy to just, get my game good, enjoy the games that I play. The AT&T I look forward to every year. Now I look forward to the Honda. You know, I'm actually would be pretty fun if I got good enough to maybe, hey, who knows? You know, maybe you can get lucky enough and shoot a really good round on a Monday and get into the tournament. You never know.
Have you ever tried to Monday qualify for an event?
No, I haven't. I actually got two sponsors exemptions for a nationwide tournament. So I played in two nationwide tournaments as an actual player. I played as an amateur, so I didn't win any prize.
Right, if you had placed, you wouldn't have gotten any money. Did you make the cut?
I did not. But it shows me, you know, when you watch Michelle Wee and Annika Sorenstam and you watch those girls go out on the men's tour, you know, their quest is to make the cut, and they haven't done it yet. And when I look on, you know, when you watch on TV, you think, well, come on, you're good enough. Just shoot even par. That should make your cut. Now, at these nationwide events on the Wednesday during the pro-am, I played as a pro, and I shot even par.
That's pretty impressive.
Now, I'm going on Thursday. I tee it up. Now I'm in the tournament, and I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I can do that. And if I do that for 2 days, I'll make the cut. Well, I shot like 7 over the first day and like
right.
8 over the next day.
And it's pressure. I mean, there's more pressure, and it's really pressure you put on yourself because it's mostly mental. And as we know as golfers, Kenny, 90% of this game is in the mind.
It really is. You know, the little bit, I must say that the part for me that was difficult was the greens because, you know, at Sherwood or wherever I practice, the greens are not necessarily at 11s and 12s every day, and the rough isn't 5 inches thick. But when you play a tour event, well, at least the one I played, it was set up pretty tough so that, you know, if you miss the fairway, that's a bogey for me. On the greens, two putting from 30 feet isn't easy because I'm not used to that speed. So even the Wednesday pro-am, the greens weren't as fast as they were Thursday, and on all of a sudden Thursday, I can't putt. So I had 36 putts on both of my rounds when I played in that tournament. So I figured, you know, the main thing was I was hitting it good enough. I just wasn't putting good enough.
No doubt about it. The green speeds on tour quality courses is much different from what we're used to playing day in, day out. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by world-renowned saxophonist and celebrity golfer Kenny G. Of course, Kenny is now, starting this year, the celebrity host of the Wednesday Gold Pro-Am at the Honda Classic. And in 2010, it'll be year number two of that venture. And of course, proceeds going to benefit the Nicholas Children's Healthcare Foundation. And Kenny, just a couple of quickies before I let you go. First of all, how many holes and ones have you had in your career?
Zero.
Really? It's me too. So we're alike in that respect.
and you know, every day I kind of look and is this going to be the one on a par three? Is this going to be the one? And every now and then you hit a shot that looks like it has a chance to go in, but I haven't had it yet.
I haven't either. I've come very close. I've come within the width of a ball, which is about an inch and a half, couple of times. And I once had the ball hit the pin and bounce out, and it actually bounced to about 20 feet, and I made the birdie, and that was fun. But it would have been more fun if the ball had gone in the hole.
I agree with you. I can't wait for it to happen. And I play with guys that are, you know, 10, 12 handicaps. that have had three or four holes in one. So you never know, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm one of those 12 handicaps, and I'm still waiting for my first. So hopefully 2009 for both of us. Maybe it'll happen. Now, in regards to equipment, you're, of course, a high-profile guy as a celebrity and a world-renowned saxophonist. Do you have an equipment deal? Do you have different companies coming at you looking to play their stuff?
You know, I think the thing is that you get to a position, and I don't say this with any ego. Luckily, you know, if I've got a familiar face, you can pretty much go to any company and they're going to give you equipment. I used to have a deal with Callaway. This was at the beginning. And then they kind of changed their way of doing stuff. So I'm with Titleist, and I get to go down to the Titleist Test Center, and they hook you up to all this equipment and fit you for clubs. And it's a great thing to be able to have. So that's what I do. I don't have people calling me up every day wanting me to play their clubs, but I am pretty loyal to Titleist, and I just love their equipment.
Hell, if there's one company you're going to be loyal to, you might as well make it Titleist. I mean, they make great ball. I play Titleist golf balls. I play the NXT Tour ball. I know that their wedges and their irons and especially their putters. Scotty Cameron does some phenomenal things with putters. So great equipment company. It sounds like you're hooked up with them, so that's pretty sweet. Last question for you. I'm sure you've played at a lot of different great places around the world. What's the greatest course in your mind that you've played so far, and then where do you definitely want to play before it's all said and done for you that you haven't had a chance to play yet?
Well, I love Pebble Beach because it's got good memories for me, so that's my favorite. Every time I play at Pebble Beach, it's just, you know, it's at the AT&T, and there's people there, and it's, you know, TV cameras, and it's exciting, and you're playing with the pros. It's pretty hard to find a better golf experience than that right there. You know, hitting wedges with Phil Mickelson around the practice green before the round's up, and then you know, seeing everybody from Butch Harmon to, at one point, John Daly and VJ, and just schmoozing with these guys before going out on a round of golf along the Pacific Ocean with pros. It's pretty tough to better that because you're in the ropes. Other than that, you know, I guess, I've played Augusta. I have played Augusta. That's amazing.
2009, 2010, Top 100 just came out, and Augusta National is now number one. It was three. Pine Valley used to be one. It's dropped down to two, and Augusta National's moved up two spots from three to one. So now it's Augusta National number one. And, of course, Pebble Beach is in the top 10, as well as Seminole down here in Jupiter.
Yeah, I played Seminole before. Now, that's a great course. I would like to play Pine Valley. I've never played it. I've had chances, just that it hasn't worked with my schedule. So that would be the place I would want to play. That's one of those places that I've heard about. It's supposed to be unbelievably great, and that would be my choice to play. But Pebble Beach is just so hard to beat for me because of the experience that I have when I play it.
Absolutely. It's iconic. When you talk about golf courses, the setting is just phenomenal. You can't out-design nature. And if you got a pretty good plot of land to begin with, and you know, the shoreline of the Pacific Ocean is a good place to start, then more chances than not, you're going to end up with a great golf course. And Pebble Beach, there's no doubt about it. It definitely is. He is world-renowned saxophonist Kenny G, celebrity golfer as well, currently playing to about a one handicap, and of course, playing once a week. So I'm sure when you're playing two or three times a week, you get that down to scratch, or perhaps even at a plus rating from time to time. Thank you so much for your time, buddy. Really appreciate it. Would love to tee it up with you perhaps maybe next year during the 2010 Honda.
Yeah, let's do that, Russ. Talk to you later, man.
Great stuff there from Kenny G, world-renowned saxophonist, celebrity golfer, and an all-around great guy. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Going to take a quick break right now. We're coming right back. And in the next segment, it's time for the Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions. Patrick Rooney Jr. and myself giving you who we think will be taking the title today in Harbortown at the Verizon Heritage. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.